While maybe not everyone is familiar with Giacomo Puccini's great operas, among them La Bohème and Madame Butterfly, many of us would probably recognize some of the melodies of his great works. In his 60s, Puccini took on the challenge to compose another great opera, Turandot, a love story of a gallant young man and a mysterious and stern Chinese princess named Turandot. Puccini died before his masterwork was completed, but his friends, including a cadre of loyal students, could not bear the thought that their master's great work would remain unfinished. Thus they gathered together and completed it. In 1926, 2 years after his death, Puccini's greatest work, Turandot, was performed for the first time at Milan's La Scala Opera House. When the opera reached the point where Puccini's work ended, the conductor, Toscanini, paused, set down his conductor's baton, and said, "Thus far the master wrote, but he died." After a moment of silence, Toscanini again picked up his baton, turned to the audience and said, "But his disciples finished his work." Thunderous applause was heard as the opera continued. The work of the master had been completed. In some important ways, Giacomo Puccini's life paralleled that of Jesus. Jesus was sent by God on a mission. Like Puccini, whom God sent to delight our ears with beautiful music, so Jesus came to show us how to lead good and holy lives. We know, however, that Jesus was not able to finish his mission. Thus, as we heard in today's Gospel from Luke, Jesus sent out his disciples two by two to do their best to complete their master's work. Jesus was quite clear. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for the harvest. The disciples were sent with what Jesus knew they needed. They did not need money or extra clothing. No, Jesus sent them forward with the message of Isaiah as articulated in today's first reading. The great prophet wrote to the Jews who had just returned from 50 years of exile in Babylon and told them that God would bring prosperity. God would take care of his people as a mother cares for an infant child. Jesus knew the challenges that his followers would encounter. "See, I'm sending you like lambs in the midst of wolves." They would need to be dedicated. St. Paul knew quite a bit about dedication, and thus writes to the Galatians, "May I never boast of anything save the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus is calling us to go forward, to be his followers, to go out on mission, to do our share to complete the Master's work, building up God's kingdom. We have been trained, and we have the requisite skills and knowledge. Puccini's students exulted in the opportunity to share in their master's life. Let us who have been called to continue the mission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by our life of faith and by our example have the same joy and never be complacent about serving the Lord, the Lord who guarantees us that eternal life will be worth every ounce of our efforts. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming week.